this year's elections will impact the future of Alaska. On KCAM's Meet the Candidates program, we're giving you the chance to hear candidates in their own words tell you what's important to them. This is Doug Walker of KCAM Radio with today's Meet the Candidates interview. I'll be talking with Pat Nolan, who's running for the U.S. Senate. I'm wondering if you can introduce yourself to our listeners by telling us a little about where you live and how long you've been there, as well as what experience you bring as you run for the U.S. Senate.
My name is Pat Nolan, and I live in the Fairbanks area. First day up here was about the middle of July 1985. I've been here ever since. That was at Eielson Air Force Base, and I was a young fella in the Air Force back then. My wife and I come up, didn't have any kids, and now our kids are all grown up and moved away. They went to school up here. And I was at work on Eielson there probably about 5 years, you know, first active duty, and then was honorably discharged, and we liked it up here, so we stayed. And I got into heavy equipment mechanics, and I worked for a Caterpillar dealership for almost 20 years as shop and field mechanic, and then for another outfit where I work at currently, same thing as a heavy equipment mechanic. And, well, let's see, I've worked in mines, villages, Prudhoe Bay, that's where I currently work right now, and different construction sites. And my experience that I bring, I guess I just really feel I got a good handle on the infrastructure, the mining, getting to our natural resources in a responsible way. But the big thing is, you know, for these last 37 years, I've been troubleshooting or analyzing problems and finding solutions, fixing things, and that's what I'm paid to do. And your brain starts thinking on those terms. You look, and I've been in the North Country my whole life. In fact, my grandma was a North American Indian. So, you know, contrary to a lot of these Washington lawyers, politicians, you know, they show up maybe once every 4 or 6 years for 5 minutes on one of these sites for some glamorous photos, and then they go back to their cubicles. You know, that's a big difference when you got to sit there and, you know, your whole life is taken up with living in these conditions and analyzing problems and finding solutions. But getting back to, there's three things that I learned, you know, over all this time working in this type of career, and your listeners might even want to get a pencil and paper out. Number one is you got to gather all the facts you can. Number two is you got to be honest with those facts. You cannot lie to yourself or others. And number three, the facts will point to truth, and truth will give you the solution. And I could add another one that's equally as important. It's a teamwork effort. Anytime you're going to accomplish anything, virtually anything, it's going to take a team, and you got to work with a team. And these things can be applied to every area of life, you know, politically, spiritually, trying to figure out a path of life to go down, you know, wherever you're at. And that's what I would bring to Washington. You know, words like facts, honesty, integrity, solutions, that would probably eliminate about 89 to 99% of the liberals there.
Tell us why you're running for this position. I think you've done some of that.
Two or three things, real blunt and to the point. Number one, Lisa Murkowski plus Joe Biden equals destruction of our nation. You know, it's, I hate to say that, and I wish it was not true. But you can look on Google and bring up Lisa Murkowski's voting record. She voted with the Biden administration almost 80% of the time. And also, number two, like everybody, I want solutions, and I want to get the nation back up and going again. And number three, we want a good nation. I think we have the greatest one on the earth, but in recent years it's being just hammered and destroyed. And we want a great nation for right now and for our children and generations to come. The whole world, we were the envy of the whole planet. You know, all people looked at us and trying to figure out what it was that, you know, why we're doing so well. But, you know, and like I said, in recent, just these last few years, it's kind of like we jumped over a cliff.
What important issues face the state of Alaska in the coming years as you look at it?
One thing I want to mention about that is I'm running for the U.S. Senate. And so it's looked at, you know, you got to look at the issues a little different where I would directly have an effect on the state because you're talking of an office that works, you know, with the United States in a relationship with the U.S. and Alaska. You know, what's good for Alaska is good for the U.S., vice versa. What's good for the U.S. is good for Alaska. And in a quick example, like I live in the Fairbanks, North Star Borough, and I think the property taxes are way too high, which everybody seems to agree. But the you would go to the borough assembly, you know, and contact them and discuss that with them, you know, not the U.S. Senate. So in the light of that, when you put your glasses on from this office, the issues that face our state are, you know, basically what faces America, too. And might want to add, too, what's good for the USA not only is good for Alaska, vice versa, but what's good for the USA is good for the world. What I think is really facing our state and our nation simultaneously is our economy, our security, and our education. These are some real serious, obvious problems that are going on.
Anything in closing you want to say to our listeners during our last minute here?
Like I said, I'd like to see the economy, the security, and our education get back up to par. And even self-reliant agriculture up here in the north, as most of our food is shipped in. But how you would do this, how you'd accomplish this, is you immediately got to turn our gas back on full throttle, get the southern border of the U.S. secured, punish criminals, and push hard for more local control. I'm talking state rights, you know, where we locally control our land and our resources in our state. And also on the education, you'd make the money follow the child. That would kind of privatize schools and it put the responsibility right down to the local people to run it. And if just in wrapping up, you know, I really believe that we have the best nation on earth and it's being chopped away at. But the good news is our most glorious and best days can yet to be happen. I guess those, it's kind of a backward sentence, but our best days are yet ahead of us if we really want them. The big thing is the if. You know, like President Reagan always used to quote, if my people will turn from their wicked ways and humble themselves and pray to the God of heaven, then God will hear from heaven and heal our land. This can actually happen, but it's going to take some elbow grease and humility and prayer on our part, asking God for guidance and getting the good people into Washington, you know, to get these things turned around. Best way to get a hold of me is 907-455-7821. Probably just a text, and I can or call directly. That works either way. That's 907-455-7821. And I sure appreciate the time, and God bless all of you.
Meet the Candidates programs air weekdays at 8:15 a.m. and 4:15 p.m. on KCAM 790 a.m., as well as after the news at 8 a.m. and 6 p.m. on FM 88.7. We'll include interviews with candidates in the U.S. House and Senate elections and the governor's race, as well as the state House and Senate districts in the Copper River Valley.